We have now successfully moved through the solemn 40 days of Lent, and we've arrived at this date that is celebrated by a staggering number of 2.4 billion Christians around the world. Isn't that an amazing number? I discovered when I was preparing for this ecumenical Good Friday service that the Christian faith is the largest in the world. We account for one-third of the world's population. And today, that whole body, and even more, are celebrating this day. I'm not sure they know why fully, but they're certainly honoring it, acknowledging it, and a lot of us are celebrating it. We celebrate the resurrection from the dead of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this was not just the resuscitation of somebody who appeared to have died, and this crackerjack EMT crew showed up and applied CPR and revived him. That's not what it's about. This was something beyond what medicine could understand. Jesus was not even raised like his friend Lazarus was. Lazarus was raised back to his old life, right? I mean, he ended up going from death to life, and he lived a few more years and then died. But Jesus was alive again, but alive in a different way. He was now in a new dimension of life that began his journey back to the Holy Father. But even beyond that, even more than that, he would be with the Father, and at the same time, he would be sharing his Spirit with every one of us who asked for his Spirit to live in us. So he is with the Father in that new life, but at the same time he's with the Father, he is with each of us, in each of us, his Spirit living within us. That is the promise of baptism. But what does this miracle 2,000 years ago really do for you and me today? How does it make our life any different? How does it make it better? How does it make it easier because today is Easter? Well, the answer leads me to a little discussion with you about spiritual discernment. And it's a particular way of looking at spiritual discernment that was taught by the founder of the Jesuit order, Ignatius of Loyola. And he lived in the middle 1500s. And he's well known for a manual he wrote in order to help with the spiritual formation of the followers of his order. And that manual is called Spiritual Exercises. And they're very popular today. They're still used today. And in fact, there's a retreat center, I think it's in the Menlo Park area, I can't remember the name of it, but in the Menlo Park area that holds Ignatian retreats. And they last 30 days. Can you imagine going on a 30-day retreat? I don't know if I could do that. But the people who have done it really feel that it's life-changing because it includes meditation on the life and ministry of Jesus. It includes meditation on Jesus' death and resurrection. Death and resurrection. You know, they go together. Holy Week really is what leads us to Easter. And it's why I encouraged last Sunday on Palm Sunday, excuse me, that we not try to just skip from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday, but really live into Maundy Thursday and Good Friday and the Vigil and Easter Sunday. Because there is a lot of desolation that Jesus passed through to get through to the consolation of his resurrection and new life. There's an important message in that for all of us. Ignatius identified that two experiences can help us see God's activity in our life. And the terms for those experiences are exactly the words I just used: spiritual desolation and consecration. This really takes us to a place of understanding Easter that's a lot more mature than rabbits and Cadbury eggs. I mean, those are all good, but that's really not what Easter is about. And so this is a little heavy, but also very important about us really understanding how amazing and effective Easter day is for you and me today in 2018. These are a list of the characteristics that describe these two experiences. First, times of desolation. See if you can relate to these at some times in your life. They turn us away from God and inward on ourselves. They cut us off from community. They crowd out our distant vision. They draw us of our energy. Times of consolation, on the other hand, turn us toward God and focus beyond ourselves. They bond us more closely to our human community. They restore balance and refresh our inner vision. They show us where God is active in our lives and where He is leading us. And they release new energy in us. Times of desolation, times of consecration. A while ago, I met with some clergy friends, and we discussed experiences of these two things, desolation and consolation. We wanted to try to get into this and just get a sense, without going to a 30-day retreat, and see if we could get a sense of what these have to do with our spiritual journey, our faith life. And one of the men in the group described that his wife has a rare neurological disease, that the result of it is she's in constant pain. And this is pain that sometimes do not allow her to walk or even leave the house. And she feels through her working against this pain, isolation, and she certainly feels the pain of that disease. And her husband feels this deep compassion for her and care over this woman she loves. But what they have found is over the years that there will be times of an hour or sometimes several hours that the pain goes away. And what they have found is that they can really celebrate, in fact they have to celebrate, when those windows of time come, and to thank God for them. Make it a spiritual exercise that when that time of consolation comes, that they acknowledge it. And they thank God for it. They celebrate that there are windows of relief, and they thank God for them. And my friend shared that they have discovered that the consolation part of her illness has made the desolation easier to handle. If they really take advantage of those times, that things are going well, it helps them handle the desolation better. They know that God is still with her in the desolation times, and there'll be times to celebrate windows of relief. And then he shared something that I really had to take some time pondering. He said the good times are even better because of the reality of the difficult times. Did you hear that? Isn't that something? And then you think about the times that we have an appreciation that not every time is good. When it is, though, we're going to fully live it. We're going to fully engage in it. We're going to fully celebrate it. We're going to be fully thankful to God for that time in our life. And what that does is it allows us, when those hard times come, as Jesus experienced during those events of Holy Week, that we can more fully appreciate the time we're in, and we can also get through the hard times. Because we know that God is in it. God is in it with us in those hard times. God didn't abandon Jesus. God the Father was with Jesus throughout Holy Week. And Jesus knew it was something he had to pass through. And he stayed connected with God's power the whole time. Jesus experienced spiritual desolation in his betrayal by Judas, the abandonment by his disciples, his prayers in Gethsemane, the torture of the Roman occupation forces, and desolation on the cross. And he faced it always with a response that moved him towards God, not away from God. He said, "Father, if you're willing, let this cup pass from me. However, not my will, but your will be done." He knew the consolation that was there for him. Easter Day is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But it is also a lesson in Jesus working through this experience of desolation, just like you and I do. It's part of our human existence that we have those times. But it's working through them to find God there. And Jesus also reminds us through this Easter experience his full appreciation of the times of consolation. Easter Day changes your life and mine because we see that the experience of both desolation and consolation can move us closer to God. In Palm Sunday days of our lives, God's with us. On the Good Friday days of our life, God is with us. In the Easter days of our life, God is with us. So, which direction is your life taking you? Towards God or away from God? The Easter event shows that we have a choice. We are being given a choice by the work that Jesus did on the cross. Jesus Christ has defeated desolation. He has beaten death, and he lives today, giving his spirit to all of us by asking him for it, so that every experience in our life can be an experience of God's grace. This is tremendous, heavy-duty, graduate-level studies in Christianity that we're talking about on Easter Day. It is this gift that Jesus has given us, and it's the gift we celebrate today. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.